And Gary Spivey, psychic, is our guest this hour with your phone calls. They're lining up already, so we'll be right back on Coast to Coast AM. Gary, before we go to calls, tell us about your work with animals. So many people are fascinated by this.
Well, I found a few years ago that I could actually hear what they were saying if I listened a certain way. They'll actually communicate with you if you, and anyone can do this. If you look at your, especially if it's your pet and you love the pet,
yes.
Spiritual things happen on the vibration of love. So you simply look at your pet and then relax a little bit, settle into it, and go above, look above your if it's your dog, above your dog or your cat or horse or whatever, above your animal's head, and just go up a little higher until you feel a little bit tingly or warm. And then you can actually communicate with your animal. And there's a higher dimension where animals actually will communicate with people. And I figured this out. Years ago, I started working with expensive race horses, as they would be real temperamental and they'd quit running or doing something because they got upset over something. And I would be able to explain to the owner what the deal was. And I'd simply just ask the horse, what's up with you? And so, but it works like that. Everybody can communicate, and every animal can communicate on a God level. It works like that.
Looks like the filly that won the Preakness is not going to run in the Belmont. Maybe we should find out what happened, huh?
Yeah.
You never know. Let's go to some calls. You ready?
Yeah.
East of the Rockies, we'll go to Dave in Cloudland, Georgia. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hey, David.
Hey, George. Hey, Gary. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're great.
Great.
I'm great.
That's good. I've often noticed how animals will seem to like certain people and not like other people. I've also noticed how I will sometimes get a gut feeling about people. And with that in mind, and you talking about good energy and bad energy and angels and demons and things of this nature, how does one tell the difference? And when one maybe walks into a bad situation where there's not good energy present, how does one affect that situation for good?
Well, here's I can answer that for you really easily. You can, when you you ask several questions at one time, but here's to try to answer them all for you at once. When I look at you, I'll just look at you, okay? You have a very bright heart energy. So whoever's around you when they first meet you will fall in love with you. They will just love you because you have a very bright heart energy. When I look on the top of your head, however, I see a little bit of dark energy. This lets me know that you're a little depressed. And you don't sound depressed. You sound great. And so, but I'm going to get rid of that. Is that okay?
That's fine. Absolutely.
Okay. And there, I got rid of it. And see, as soon as I got rid of that little dark energy on your head, notice how your hands got warm and tingly. Feel that?
Yeah. That's
okay.
Amazing.
Interesting, right?
And so, it is.
Yeah. And see, the reason your hands got warm and tingly, see, your spiritual gifts are used. You use your hands. Now, if you saw me in person, I'm wiggling my fingers around. I look a little bit like the church lady gone crazy, you know, because I'm moving my hands and yanking things off of you. And so, but you use your hands. Your spiritual gifts usually go through your hands. And so your head was darkened down by a demon, so you could not use your spiritual gifts in your hands. And so now you'll find that all your spiritual, as simple as that, your spiritual gifts are back to you. Notice how you're smiling?
I do.
Isn't that something? You see, you got this inner thing going now, and that's just your light going into your body. But you're very intuitive. You'll always be able to sense danger. You'll always know when to leave if there's a problem somewhere.
Well, it's always been something I've been blessed with, and I'm thankful for. And
yeah.
Thank you very much, Gary. And George, I wish the folks up there at OnStar GM good luck through these challenging times.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you, indeed.
Bye.
Well, it's the American way. They'll pull it off. Let's go west of the Rockies. Karen in Baker City, Oregon, you are on with Mr. Spivey. Hi there, Karen.
Hi, Gary. My question is, what can a person do to increase their own energy?
Well, when I look at you specifically, I'm going to answer your question, you know, to you, tailored to you. You're a great person. You're always trying to help people. That's who you are. But you overthink everything. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the first thing you have to do is shut up in your head. You have to tell your own self to shut up in your head because your head is very noisy. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. Now, I can quieten your head down for you, okay?
That'd be wonderful.
All right. And so you probably have a hard time going to sleep because your head races so much.
Quite a bit, yes.
Okay. I can fix that for you. And the way I do it is, in your seventh dimension, you have a lot of activity there, and there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, I can just clear all that for you. And it only takes a minute. I can do this really fast, much faster than I can explain what I'm doing. But there is, I just cleared your energy. There we go, and there. And I want you to listen to something, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this. Listen to how quiet your head is. When's the last time you heard your head quiet? Isn't that weird?
November, yeah.
That's a weird feeling for you, right?
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really hard sometimes to quiet down your head to meditate. And you meditate. When you meditate, this is how you enhance your spiritual and psychic ability. And everybody can enhance their spiritual and psychic ability just by imagining. Go through your imagination, not your brain that thinks. Your brain that thinks gets in the way. Go through your imagination. Imagine a beam of golden light going through the top of your head all the way to your feet. And then imagine a spiral of golden energy going around your body clockwise. Like if you're looking down from above your body, you want to see it going clockwise around your body. Now, look how warm your body got all of a sudden. Feel that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you are. That's how you make yourself more psychic.
Magic.
That's it.
Next up, let's go to Oklahoma. First-time caller, it's you, Kathy, on Coast to Coast.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
I wish I'd heard this before my fur kid went missing. But have you had any success at, or know anyone who's had a lot of success at finding dogs that have wandered off?
Okay, well, finding dogs that had wandered off?
Yeah, for kids.
Yep.
Okay, a dog that wandered off. Tell me the dog's name.
Red. And I wish I'd heard what you said the first off, so maybe I could have explained to him why finding ways under the fence wasn't cool.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Let me just see where this dog is. Okay. When did you lose it?
Actually, it's been like 2 weeks.
Okay. Let me just look. Well, this will sound like I'm not very psychic to give you this answer, but I'm going to give it to you because it happens to be the answer.
Yeah.
All you got to do is keep check at the pound.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you're going to find your dog. And so that doesn't sound very psychic, but that happens to be what I really do see.
But it does seem reasonable.
Into town.
Yeah. And so, but that's where you're going to find your dog at the pound. You just got to stay in touch. Now, there's two pounds. You know about one. You may not know about the second one, but there's two of those around you. There's two different types of animal shelters around you, and you got to go to both of them, okay?
And keep going, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
When you are doing this work and people are, asking you to tell them the truth, if you see something truly horrible, not, finding Lacey Peterson's body, but do you tell them?
I do.
If they ask you.
I tell people things that would be interpreted as really bad. And if I see something super negative, I'll tell someone what I see. And it's painful, especially, if we're looking for lost children and, I'm looking and I see the child dead or, things like that. I mean, I find myself crying just like the parent.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It does get to be emotional, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, especially if you're dealing with kids. And I will tell people disastrous things. And I tell people, sometimes people will call me and they'll be diagnosed with different things and they'll ask me the question, do you think I'm going to die? And sometimes my answer is, yeah, I do. I think that will happen. And, but here's how you deal with that. Let me tell you what to expect on the other side. And then I'll channel a few of their relatives on the other side and they realize, wow, I guess I'm not going to be a stranger there. I'll know somebody over there. And, usually that even if I'm telling someone that's probably the worst thing you could tell someone. But there's a way to do it to where it makes it better.
Gary, I heard you're starting to wind down and giving predictions that you may not do that anymore. Is that true?
I am. And this happened.
Why?
Well, you know, I got really, really popular because I could predict every catastrophic disaster that occurred. And I did that all the way through the 90s, and I predicted this. I said, I see this horrible thing happening to New York City about the third quarter of 2001. It looks like the sky is falling. And I said, I see big buildings coming down. I see people dying. I see a terrorist attack. Well, then when that happened, September 11th, I did predict that. And then that happened. I just felt terrible. Because I got all these phone calls from everybody.
I understand, yeah.
And I felt horrible. And it wasn't, I didn't want to bring it up that I predicted that. And
so, did they blame you because you weren't notifying everybody?
I mean,
I know this was documented, but I don't know how widespread it was documented. You know what I mean?
I said it on every radio show and TV thing I did. You know, I was just telling everybody. I even had friends move from the city and things. And I mean, it was really... something that bothered me, and in meditation, I meditated, and I said, "Why do I feel so bad?" And God then explained to me, "If you can see a tragedy, in other words, like if you're gifted enough to see something happening, and it's a tragedy, you can prevent the tragedy by preventing."
Yeah, but you know, Gary, I think if you have this gift, you shouldn't give up on that. You know, people need that. People need you to point things out, you know, accuracy rate is 100% or 60%,
right. You're
still giving people information that they can act on their own. I mean, if you say, folks, you know, and I know picking a date is probably the hardest thing for a psychic to do. As a matter of fact, you know, I was told by some experts in remote viewing that, you know, you don't try to force someone to give you a date because that's not fair. They can give you the event. But
right.
You might not have the specific date. But, I mean, if you're able to help somebody, one person, by saying, you know what, I predict a major earthquake in this region, and they decide to take heed and they leave, and you save them, isn't that worth it?
Well, I think that would be. I think that would be. Maybe I was doing predictions for the wrong reason. I think, and so, but I think you're right, George. And so, you know what? I'll just go ahead and start predicting a lot more stuff.
I mean, see, there's a difference. I mean, you are split down the middle. I mean, you've got this one side of you that is an entertainer that does predictions, and then you have a serious side about you that
right.
gives predictions. And you know, that's difficult to separate sometimes.
I think that you know you might be the only host that's ever interviewed me that got me. And I think that's who you are. I mean, you're exactly right. I'm an entertainer, but I've got this serious side, and I'll always try to do the greater good for whatever I'm doing. And when I realized I could predict light or project light to things, you know what? I could predict. I'll predict everything, and then I'll tell everybody about it, and that they should project light to it, and then maybe it won't happen.
Maybe it won't. Let's go to Houston. Troy, your turn. Hi, Troy.
Good evening. It's an absolute honor to be on the show. I love it so much.
Good to
Gary,
have you here.
I was wondering if you've run across implants in your experience, and if so, if you can disable them or disintegrate them, and also maybe is it possible you've run across any integrated systems of implants?
Okay. Maybe chips. Who knows? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, when you want me to look at you specifically, Troy?
Well, for anything, I would be honored. Thank you.
Okay. Now, when I look at your body, you do have an alien apparatus on one side of your ear. Okay, one ear.
Whoa.
And you may have weird ringing or weird.
It doesn't shock me. And when did I get it? I feel like I've had it since 78, 79.
I can't tell exactly, but I can get rid of it real quick. And there we go. Now, as I got rid of that, notice how...
Well, how are you going to get rid of something that's physical in here?
I can. It's in the spiritual... You understand? These are in the spiritual dimension and in the physical dimension. And but they're more predominantly in the spiritual dimension, affecting him in the physical. And so I just pulled that off of your head, and notice how your sinuses open. Look, breathe through your nose. How does that feel?
Feels nice.
Different, right?
Yeah.
Don't put him to sleep. He's got to listen to a couple more hours of the show. Huh?
Right. And he also has a little dark energy on his thyroid. I think if he checks it, he'll find it's off. As I look at his health, I'm seeing a hiatal hernia. That you might need to check. And your lower back probably hurts, does it?
Yeah, lower right side. It got my dad's back.
Right. And so there we go. That's about, I just cleared your energy all over. Now see, you feel warm all over. Feel that? Maybe that's weird. You feel that, right?
Yeah, I feel lighter.
Okay. And so, but you did have a thing on your head, and that thing would tend to make you, I would think you would wake up at night wide awake, just bam, wide awake.
Huh.
And so these particular things, there's different things they use to control us, like puppeteer us, if you would.
Sure.
And especially the alien dimension. That's what they're all about. So you'll feel better.
Let's go to Kim in West Milton, Ohio. You're up with us on Coast to Coast. Hi, Kim. Go ahead.
This is so great. I can't believe I got through, but I can because I just knew I would. I've heard so many people say that before, but here I am.
There you are.
And I was just thinking, I'm almost afraid for Gary to see me because I know I'm a mess right now. But I've been listening to you for a few years, George, and you've just helped me with so many different guests in so many different ways. And I was telling the screener that last time I heard Gary, and he was talking about the counterclockwise white light on your head, I almost passed out from that sensation. It was
really
so strong and overcoming. And I still remember him talking to the girl afterward about the broken heart. But I get the feeling, Gary, that I am an empath myself.
Very much. Yeah, very much, very much. You're very empathic. And see, you're such a bright light that demons, you're sort of also like a demon magnet. You know, that's what I see.
Well, that's what you got to avoid, right?
We
don't want to be demon magnets.
No. And so what she has to do, she has to meditate every morning and every night. You have to meditate at least twice a day and learn to clear your energy. In my book, it's called Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. It actually explains to you how to get rid of all the little entities. And now I'm going to get you obsessive. You got obsessive compulsive demons. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, and I just gave up smoking of 32 years about a month ago, and I have just been in such a deep depression ever since.
Climbing the walls, right?
Yeah.
Yes, nobody will talk to me, and I don't even know how my husband's dealing with me right now because he's got to live with me.
Because he loves you, Kim.
Well, he does. He wouldn't be here right now for what I put him through the last month.
Well, see the reason you put him through that in the last month. See how it makes sense, George. See, she has obsessive compulsive demons all around her, beating her to death because she quit smoking. So they're rearing their evil heads and trying to get her to go back to smoking, where she smokes, one right after another. Now I'm going to get rid of that, and you'll feel totally different, and you'll quit beating your husband to death. Okay, and there we go. And I just yanked those right off.
There we
go. There they go. Now look how hot you feel. All over. You got hot. Feel that?
Yes, my whole body's throbbing.
There we go. Now you're going to feel totally, totally different. And now here's what's going on with you. This is a beautiful thing. God just gave you a bunch of spiritual gifts, and all your angels are bringing you in a ton of gifts, spiritual gifts. And you got your child spirit back. You lost your child spirit when you were about 12 or 13. Does that make sense?
I did. I've been trying to figure that out lately. When did I lose it and how? And I think it was over a Ouija board.
Well, it was 12 or 13.
That'll do it.
Yeah, it will. Sometimes it does.
Because that's when my girlfriend and I were messing with it. And, George, when I read your book, that just brought so many things back to me when you talked about the Ouija board. It was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you got to stay away from it, Kim. We'll be back with Final Calls with Gary Spivey in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, we'll have those special Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. But when we come right back, let's take final calls with psychic Gary Spivey right here on Coast to Coast AM. Gary Spivey, what do we mean by soul replacement, spirit replacement? What is that?
Well, they're two different things. This is something, it's a term that I figured out because I can talk to heaven, and they explained it to me. Sometimes your spirit gets worn out, you know, George. You know how sometimes you're like me, you travel all the time. And with traveling, you know how just with going from coast to coast, you'll get beat up sometimes from the east to the west. You know that feeling?
Nah, not me. I'm the Teflon man.
I am too, but sometimes it'll whoop you. And so, but every now and then life will just beat your spirit up for whatever reason. And you can totally get fixed. And there's so many things. Once a person learns how to receive spiritual gifts and they integrate this as to being part of their life, It's a magical thing. And so you can actually ask your angel and ask God for a spirit replacement, and you'll get a brand new spirit. Now, that's not your soul. A spirit is what holds your mind, your body, and your soul all together. But a person can have holes in their spirit. Your spirit is really your aura. And see, when I look at some people, I notice they have holes in their aura, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is when you get a spirit replacement, you just simply, and anyone can do this. Here's all you guys got to do. You can do it right now if you want to. And all you got to do is say the word angel. Just say angel. And
angel.
Okay, good. And then you say God.
God.
And say, may I have a new spirit, please?
Oh, I'm happy with my spirit, though.
Okay, well, then you're set. So yours isn't beat up. But see, for people, that when they got a beat-up spirit, you just ask for a new one. And
okay.
it's not like it changes.
And I mean, and poof, you, that's it?
And poof, that's it. And what happens is right now, and see, I'm an empath. So I will feel everything else going on in everybody else's body. So right now I'm like catching on fire. I'm like really, really warm because a lot of people that are listening just got a new spirit. Now, when you do a soul, it's more like a soul unlocking. You don't really get a soul replacement, but you get a soul. You're able to get a soul unlocking. And this is something people kind of need to read my book to understand all of that, and it's a little bit more involved. And but because there's a couple of things you have to do before you do that, and one thing is you have to learn how to meditate, learn how to receive spiritual gifts, and then you just simply want to ask your angel and ask God for a soul unlocking. And what that will do, that unlocks your natural knowledge of heaven. See, every human being on earth came from heaven before they came to earth. So you have a natural knowledge of heaven that's within your soul, within you, inside there somewhere. And so you can unlock that, and then your angels can work with you and take you so much further, so quick, it's crazy. And that's what that is.
All right, let's go to final calls. Let's go to, you've been to Boston, by the way, Gary?
Yeah, I have.
My mother was born right out that way. Let's go there now. Lisa, you're on with us. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, George. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hi. You mentioned, Gary, that you've cured people of eating disorders.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you could talk about how you do that.
Well, I'm able to look at them and see what they got going on, and if they have a particular demon that makes them do something against themselves, that's usually what demons do, I simply get rid of the demon, and then they quit having the eating disorder. It sort of works like that. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
And do you have an eating disorder?
Yes.
Okay, and see how it was really hard for you to say yes? An eating disorder demon works on the vibration of secrecy. Usually when people have eating disorders, they'll never tell anyone. You know, and it's really tough. And then I would tell everybody in the world you have one now. So, and if you do that one thing, you'll actually dispel the demon. So let me look at you. You have many demons. You actually have a very dark energy behind you. I'm going to get rid of that. You have a depression demon. You don't sound depressed, but are you really depressed?
Yeah.
Okay. And so I'm just going to get rid of that. See, now look how warm your hand feels on one side and top of your head. Feel that? You feel all tingly down to your feet. Can you feel that? Okay.
Yes.
Good. And now when I look inside, you actually have one. I'm going to take him out of you there. One, two, three, four eating disorder demons that were in your belly. Now look how warm and look how hot your stomach feels inside. You feel that weird feeling in there, right?
Yes.
Okay. I did it. That's all.
So I mean, like tomorrow morning, she's okay?
Tomorrow morning, she's okay. She will just not have the thing she had today. And that's how simple it is.
All right, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. And you'll get really warm as you sleep. So know that when you feel that really tremendous heat while you're sleeping, those are your angels moving in close around you and protecting you. You're actually very, very psychic. You had a psychic grandmother. I see her around you in spirit. She was probably your religious grandmother. You knew her that way maybe. But she was actually really psychic and really spiritual. And I see her saying hello. She says she loves you. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Lisa, try calling us next Friday during open lines. I want to put Gary to the test on this and see if this worked for you.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. You don't mind Gary, do you?
No. Are you kidding? I love it.
Good.
No.
Good, good, good. I bet you're fun in front of a crowd, though, aren't you?
I am fun. I really. I love people. See, I can see all their junk. You know, we all walk around hiding our junk all the time, and we're all the same. We're all a big mess, you know, and so I tend to laugh at that. You know, I think it's better if we just laugh about our problems, and then but if you can understand all the dimensions and you can see how simple it is to fix them. And if anybody gets my book, everybody should get my book. If they're human and breathing, they should get my book because it's like an owner's manual. It's called Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. And you can get it at GarySpivey.com or either call 1-800-827-GARY to get it because it really will change your life.
Our next stop, Coast to Coast, takes us to Boulder, Colorado, where Teresa is. Hello, Teresa.
Hi. Thank you so much, both
sure
of
thing.
You. Okay, here's my question. I'm so nervous.
Don't be.
I would like to know if we can tell when a child is born with a birth defect, is it karmic or is it because they're going to have special gifts to give the world? Or what is that all about?
You know, every child that's born is as different as every person, of course, that's born, and everybody's night and day. Sometimes it can be those things. If you can ask me a specific child, I'll tell you what the answer is. Which child?
How about me?
Okay. I look
Teresa
at you...
Teresa child.
Okay, you're like an angel. You have, when I look behind you, I see wings. I see big angel wings with you. You have the angel Michael with you. Does that make any sense to you? Do you know this already?
Well, I would hope that I did, but I've had people like chiropractors go, geez, what'd you do in another life? and it made me doubt, you know, and I thought, geez, I don't know. I have no clue what I did in another life. And so, I really questioned it, and I've been just struggling a lot with that.
Well, a lot of times what happens is I believe that sometimes when we have physical ailments or we're born with physical ailments even, I believe dark energies and demons interfere with something that was perfect. I don't think it's karmic. I think it's more of an interference with a dark energy that maybe, you know, hopped in your mom while she was pregnant or even attacked you as a spirit before you landed in your mother's womb. So I see things very differently. And so in your case, you just have so many angels around you. I think you were meant to look within yourself and to look to heaven in this lifetime. And I think that you will bring a certain joy to people by talking to them. I don't know if you counsel people or if you've ever done that type of work, but if you talk to people, you have a certain healing ability that you, I don't know if you know this yet, but I'm seeing it. And then if you use it, it would be quite magical.
All right. Well said, Gary. Let's go to the international line. Hello, Laura. You're in Canada.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi. Matter of fact, I'm looking at Canada now through this window up here.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm actually on the coast, the west coast in Vancouver, so ways away.
I can't see you there. I can't see your house, not from here, but it's pretty high.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking the call. And the question for Gary is you are remove demons, it seems, with such ease and such speed. And can anybody learn to do that? And how can I learn to do that?
Anyone can learn how to do it. And it's really simple. Just simply, you know, you have to understand that you are as gifted as I am, or more so than I am. There's going to be certain things that you will be able to do, and you'll be able to do them way better than I can. And that's how it works. And if you simply read my book, it's called Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. And again, you can get it at GarySpivey.com or 1-800-827-GARY. And that's where you also book a private reading with me. But you're able to, once you clear your energy, all 10 dimensions between your head and heaven, and then learn how to get spiritual gifts, that's how you're able to do it. And you get better and better at it. Practice makes perfect. When I look at you, you want me to get rid of your blocks?
Yes.
You have a block on right above your head. I just got rid of it. You have a demon choking you. There's sometimes you have a hard time communicating. You don't sound like you do, but it sounds. But I feel there's a problem with your communication.
No question. Okay. I think it's long-standing.
And especially with matters of the heart, anything to do with love is just a big block for you. And so I'm going to get rid of that. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
And there, I just did. There's a lower back dark energy, and then there's a one knee has a little bit of a squeak to it, you know, a problem on one side.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so, see, health disorders will show me demons sometimes in dark energies. That's what I just did with you, and I just pulled that away from you. Notice how your knee's a little warm now. Feel that?
Yeah.
That's okay. And so the reason it feels warm is because healing energy from heaven, from God, is going into that knee because I got rid of the demon. And there we go. Now I cleared your energy all the way through all the 10 dimensions, all the way up to heaven. And now you see how you feel like it's a kind of euphoric, kind of blissful, warm type feeling. Feel that?
That's absolutely there.
Okay. There we go. Simple as that. And you can learn to do it as good as I can.
So
anyone can.
Do you take, like, people as students not?
Well, good question. I wish I just simply sat and taught people all day long. That would be my perfect job. I do spiritual retreats, and if you look on Gary Spivey, SPIVEY.com, it shows I'm going to be, it probably shows a half a dozen different events where I'll be doing workshops around America, San Diego, San Francisco, Las Vegas, Minneapolis, and I'm doing a spiritual retreat at my home in North Carolina, which is an old haunted Victorian hotel, which is interesting.
And are you into that stuff?
Yeah, I love
it. Get you together with Joshua Warner, one of our ghost hunters.
Oh, yeah, I can see ghosts, and I talk to them, figure out what they're all about. I love ghosts, you know. But I have a hotel that's haunted. The original owner shows up, and many people have seen her. And so,
did she die tragically or just die there?
Well, I think she died tragically because of the weird kind of way doctors worked back in the day. But she died in about 15, and on the dining room table, they thought they should operate, and I think they just, you know, sliced her open. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. And so
on the dining room table.
Yeah, well, back in the day, they would just operate.
They probably just served her as dinner then, if she was already on the dining room table.
It's a crazy story, but she hangs out and she keeps coming back to the hotel, and different guests have seen her many, many times, and so there's pictures of orbs and lights around the hotel, and she'll come and talk to me. She likes what I've done with it, and so it works like that. But I'm doing a spiritual retreat June 17th, and that's at this hotel in North Carolina, and that's where I live part of the time, and I live in L.A. part of the time. But if you want to join me at the spiritual retreat, call 1-800-827-GARY, and it's a four-day event where I teach you how to do exactly what I do, and I teach you how to get rid of your own dark energies, how to get rid of your family members' dark energies, and I teach you how to see on the other side. It's really fun. There's a lake there. There's a 22-mile-long lake. It winds through the mountains, and, you know, we just have a big party. That's what it amounts to.
Let's go to Pittsburgh. This town, by the way, Detroit, has gone wild because of the Detroit Red Wings playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. And let's go to Pittsburgh now. Betty, are you a hockey fan, Betty?
Hi, it's Betty.
Are you into hockey?
We're doing real good.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
But not as good as my Red Wings.
No, Penguins beat you.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm thrilled to be talking to you, George. I've listened to you for many years. And, Gary, I am thrilled to talk to you, too.
Thank you.
And when I originally called up, I was going to ask you about becoming more spiritual and buying a new house. But then I started thinking when I was on the phone or listening, and that I know there's a spirit around me, and I felt a little pressure on my head. And I started thinking, like, I've always been missing something, and I feel like I'm blocked. I can't communicate to spirits and stuff like that. And what's wrong with me?
Oh, okay. Well, when I look at you, you're a great person, and you do a lot for other people. And so I love talking to people that have your aura. And you know how you're always doing little things?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't do all that. I see you just busy helping other people. But I'm going to get rid of you. You have a dark energy that's blocking you on one side of your body, and I'm just pulling it off of you. There we go. And notice, do you have any, like, carpal tunnel or a problem on one side of your arm? One arm is a little weird or gets tingly?
Like the shoulder areas, maybe.
And it hurts. It's just like a painful thing running down one side. That's a nerve problem. I see a pinched nerve in your neck causing that. And so, but I just feel it numb on one side. And so, I'm just pulling that off of you. And there we go. And there. I just got rid of all the little dark energies around you. But in spirit, I guess it's your dad, but I see an older man. Is your dad passed?
Yes.
He tells me I'm okay now. And he says he's sorry he was a little crazy, but he feels good, and his heaven's a pretty place.
So he wasn't crazy at all.
Well, he's not. He thinks he was. So I'm just quoting him.
Yeah.
He just says he loves you, and he says he comes and talks to you sometimes, and I guess you talk to him.
Well, actually, I've been told my grandmother's outside, so I talk to her sometimes.
Okay. Well, I see her back behind him, but he's actually right in front and just wanted you to know. And now, like, talking about getting spiritual gifts, he's actually handing you a spiritual gift of a rose. And if you raise your hand up in the air just a little bit, raise it up in the air just a little bit. There we go. Now he put the rose in your hand. There it goes. See, your hand feels warm. Feel it?
Perfect. Do you ever get exhausted doing this?
No, I just go.
I mean, it was draining to Edgar Cayce. When he would go into a trance to give people readings, he was exhausted. I think it killed him, Gary.
I'm sure, you know, I'm sure it did. Somebody was talking to me about this the other day, and you know, the problem is when you really know what you can accomplish spiritually by helping people, it becomes addicting, and I think it did for Edgar Cayce, and I know it has for me. And you go too many hours. You know, it's not unusual for me to work an 18-hour day. That's
oh
a normal.
God.
That's a normal day for me. And I mean, I work until.
That's too much, Gary. That's too much for any human being.
Well, it kind of is, but I feel good about it. You know, and I just try to do as much as I can for as many as I can. And I think he did the same thing because I do so many private readings, and I do them right over the phone. And if anybody wants one, you can call me 800-827-GARY to get one.
Go on a limb out here. Any problems with North Korea over the next 6 months? I mean, severe problems?
I think he finally, I get a vision between China and North Korea. I get a vision of the line in between, which would be the border. And he does something to step over the line with China.
So you think it's going to happen with China, though?
Yeah, he finally oversteps his boundaries with China, being kind of cocky with us. And, China, of course, I think they're the big key in this whole thing. And but he finally oversteps his boundary, and then I see him having some pretty big problems.
Gary, give out your website one more time for us.
Okay, it's 1-800-827-GARY and GarySpivey.com, 1-800-827-GARY, and I do private readings and see people, and I do spiritual retreats all over America, and then Gary Spivey, SPIVEY.com.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate you being on Coast to Coast this Friday night and this Saturday morning. When I come right back, it's those open lines, so get ready to go right here on Coast to Coast AM. I'm George Norrie, and if you need to email me, that's George@coasttocoastam.com.